talk about the importance of this being another home division game for you guys. Do you guys as players, you know, look at that and just kind of go, you know what, it's one we got to have. It's one that is crucial for us to start out 2-0 in the division.
I mean, not crucial, but we do know we got to go ahead and get this win. You know, we want to get this bad taste out of our mouth. It's a short week, so we're ready to go out here and, like I said, just get this taste out of our mouth, man. It's losing. It's not fun to no one. So,
is it challenging for you guys, Coach Martin, physically and mentally? But, I mean, what are the biggest obstacles to playing a short week?
No, they got to do the same thing. I mean, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they got to do the same thing we're doing here. We just got to get our body right. Coach did a great job this week, you know, taking reps off of guys and just trying to get our legs back under us and being able to go out there and perform on Thursday.
You guys got to anticipate. I mean, they're 0-2, division game for them, and also the national stage, they're going to come out firing at you guys.
Oh, yeah. It's the NFL. There's no weak teams in the NFL. That's how I look at it. You know, everybody's good. Those guys get paid just the way we get paid, and they want to win. No one likes to lose. You know, they're going to come out here Thursday in the Dome and give us everything they got. So we got to be ready to take that on.
Coolio, you know, Lovie Smith talks a lot about the meeting that he had with you at the Combine and how you had this defensive mentality, and he loved it. Do you remember that, when you remember meeting with him?
I mean, not really. I'm not going to lie. I really don't remember it. But I just know me and my character, just the way, you know, I take the game. You know, I do have a defensive mindset, you know, just being physical and going out there and just playing the game the way it's supposed to be played.
How do you guys keep the tempo up to where you guys want it to be in this game? Because it seemed like that didn't happen in the last game.
Yeah, we just got to, you know, we got to keep working. In-game adjustments. We definitely got to continue to do that and do that better. You know, when we prepare for some people, you know, they're going to switch game plans up because they haven't played, you know, four guys in space that can make plays. You know, they're going to try to put pressure on Matt and disrupt him a lot. So, you know, we just got to continue to keep working, all of us, on the offensive side of the ball to be able to make plays.
Hey, Julio, how important is it to get y'all's timing down when they force y'all to the hot stuff like they did last week?
I mean, it's very important, but, you know, we just got to switch certain things up. When people go cover zero, you know, we got to switch our hots up, and we got to switch up some, put a lot of dummy calls in there, you know, so defense guys don't get bees on what we're going to or what we're checking to.
Hey, you guys, obviously later in the year, are going to face the Bears and, you know, that receiving combo up there. As a competitor, I mean, how much do you guys ever take a peek at the other side, like when, you know, Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans are on that side this week? Do you think that there are going to be times when you're on the sidelines kind of looking up at the big board and just kind of checking them out, seeing what they're doing?
We don't. You know, we got to focus on what we're doing. And, you know, we got to go out there and play to the best of our abilities and make all the corrections on the sideline, you know, when we have that time. So we can't really just go out there and watch the offense. We just got to know that our defense out there taking care of business.